Hello, my lovers. This is the Cornish Radio News with Gertrude Tregowan.
Hello, my lovers. It's lovely to be back here with Bristol News once again. Just looking back over the last 7 days of what's going on in our lovely town of Bristol. The identity of a mystery prankster who arranged for dozens of gnomes to be deposited around the village of Bristol has been revealed after his sad, untimely death. Television crews swarmed to Bristol when the gnomes first started appearing overnight in 2003. Now, civil servant Peter Layton seemed as baffled by the gnomes as his neighbours, but at his funeral on Monday this week, his son revealed that Mr. Layton had masterminded the gnome prank. So you could say it's a secret no more. See what I did there? Villagers are concerned a planned pylon route linking wind farms to the national power supply could spoil the view from a local hill, the Bristol Hill. In Bristol, people said that they feared the pylons could ruin the views across the two counties. So I have had a 200-foot-high picture of me, Gertrude Tregowan, erected to cheer everybody up. Now, obviously, it has been airbrushed because my boobs are not that big. And finally, a Bristol TV sports reporter was captured apparently stimulating a sex act whilst on a day off at a televised cricket match. Yvonne Fiddle, who presents the sports news on Bristol Pleasure TV, was with a couple of friends at the Bristol Oval watching the Bristol players play the Bristol Fiddlers. So she started playing along and fiddling. That was Bristol News this week. I thank you.